This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Mike Silver, heard of him, San Francisco Chronicle, one of the better NFL writers in this country. He went against what John Lynch said the other day, the general manager of the 49ers, who said, we'd like Brandon Ayuk to be a Niner for life. Okay, well, it takes two to tango. This will be the final year of Ayuk's deal. He wants to make a lot of money here. And he doesn't think he's going to get what he's worth, it doesn't sound like, in San Francisco. So Mike Silver is reporting that you can't rule out a draft day trade for Brandon Ayuk. And the Steelers have obviously been linked. Brandon Ayuk has made comments to Mike Tomlin on Twitter, which only stirs the drink a little bit more. Says they're looking for a first-round pick. I don't think you're going to get that for Brandon Ayuk. Maybe a second. Ideally, we've talked about it, a 2025 second.
Mm-hmm.
If that's what it would cost, I would jump at that in a second. But here's the question for you, Doran. Would you trade this year's second round pick, 51st overall, for Brandon Ayuk?
Yes. Because that's when I'm probably going to draft the receiver. If I draft a tackle, if I draft a center with my 20th pick,
yeah,
I'm probably going to – you have to draft the receiver at some point. So I figure I'd probably use that pick, the 51st pick, on a receiver. Yeah.
Might as well get a sure thing in Brandon Ayuk. Now, it's a costly thing, but that doesn't bother me so much. Like, Caboli's been texting us, like, Brandon Ayuk's going to be really expensive. All right, but you're paying your quarterback's peanuts.
Mm-hmm.
And – if Justin Fields is your quarterback of the future, you're going to see the Steelers try to sign him to a bridge deal in short order here. Whatever that is, it's going to be less than the going rate for good NFL starting quarterbacks. And you hope that he outperforms that contract.
Right.
But it's not going to be something that leaves you with no money to spend on a guy like Brandon Ayuk. It does make me wonder if they would spend money on George Pickens, though.
No, that's exactly where I was about to go. I think that you cut bait with him after, what, a year or two. Whenever he does need paid, you have Ayuk, what would be, three-year deal, four-year deal?
Yeah, probably a four-year deal.
Four-year deal, you have him under 4 years, and you draft a receiver then, whenever George is up.
And you don't go long-term money with George Pickens.
No. Well, it depends his production.
Yeah.
And if you have the money.
I mean, are we allowed to, like, of course we're allowed. I'm not convinced that George Pickens is anything special. I'm really not. Like, special talent, no doubt.
Right.
We've seen him make great catches. We've seen him be productive. We saw him take that slant against Cincinnati for a touchdown. I don't know, and maybe this isn't fair, but I don't know if he's ever going to be a guy that you can count on, week in and week out to put up numbers and to be your number one guy.
Well, let's kind of think about the guys in the recent, you know, history of, like, the last 10 years. I mean, even somebody like A.J. Green, like, he's not going to be an A.J. Green. Now, the talent-wise, they kind of are similar.
Yep.
Raw-wise.
Going all the way back to their Georgia roots, too.
Right. Like, I mean, he's not going to be an A.J. Green. I mean, he's not going to be like an Anquan Boldin. He's not going to be Andre. I mean, that's Hall of Famer guys. But, the max, he's probably... Let's kind of like make a comparison.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's not going to be a Devontae Adams. And that's, I think, as close as he can get.
That kind of guy.
Yeah.
Not the breakaway speed. Go
right.
And pluck the ball off opponents' helmets.
Right.
When Ryan Clark said he's more talented than Justin Jefferson, you know, it really made me pause because he was doing an LSU guy dirty, was Ryan Clark. And he also knows what he's talking about. That's why he gets paid a lot of money for ESPN.
Makes sense.
He's really good at his job. I'm not seeing it after watching him for one more year.
He's talking talent-wise.
I see great talent. I just see different talent. Like, those are totally different players.
Yes.
And I want my number one to be more of that guy. Yeah, forget the great numbers he's put up. And from the moment he took an NFL field, those great numbers. But he'll win over the top. He'll win underneath. He'll win after the catch. That's a well-rounded one. And then you couple the fact with George Pickens has got the head stuff going on. Like, I'm not as in love with George Pickens as other people seem to be. And I'm certainly not where I was on George Pickens last year, where I thought he could be God's gift to receiving around here. And he had bad quarterbacks throwing him the ball, and the numbers looked a lot better with Mason Rudolph. Believe me, I understand that. I just don't see a well-rounded receiver in there. I don't. And so he's probably not a guy I want to pay long-term. I would pay Ayuk, and I'd probably let his rookie contract lapse after that. George Pickens.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.